How do I feel about Lennon being one day at SOB? Find out next on The Ticket Ticker.
When we say sports, you say now. Ticket Ticker.
This ticket is brought to you by Pfizer and Twin Peaks. The Mavericks took care of the Golden State Warriors last night, 105-100, as the foreign Oreo, the two black French cookies on the outside, and the creamy white German filling in the middle, helped the Mavericks extend their winning streak to 10 games. Golden State, who has a good young nucleus, but is missing that one ashy, crusty, four baby mama STD having brother to take them to that next level. Well, so do the Mavericks when you think about it. Coach Rick Carlisle, who is starting a white elephant tradition of needing to pop a mite all because it's that time of the month, spoke with the She Bass's fiance, Sean Bass, about his team.
Do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now,
what was that, Sean? The Mavs play the Nets tomorrow night and try to extend their winning streak to 11 games. The Cowboys are preparing for a dogfight Sunday when they face Michael Vick and the Eagles. They're going to try and muzzle Vick, and when he gets out the pocket, he's out there running around like he's dodging cars on the freeway. With no Dez Bryant, who was put on IR today, the younger wide receivers have an opportunity to do good. And quarterback John Kitna says he's excited for him. You know, feel bad for Dez, but excited for them, you know. So it's an opportunity. And I think all those guys understand that.
We have three linebackers who are having a
hard time. Who changed that cut? That's the wrong cut. I said exactly what he said. That's my bad. Kickoff is at 7:30. And on this 30-year anniversary of the death of John Lennon, I will let you know how I feel about it in one word. Meh. You want to talk about something? Talk about 50 Cent. Took 9 shots and he's still making hits. Tupac took 5 shots and still had time to team with Snoop to make 2 of America's Most Wanted. John Lennon, 1 shot, dead. How gangster is that? The only cool thing he did was turn that Yoko Ono chick sideways so he could make sweet love to her. Now that's gangster, baby. It's been 30 years. Get over it. Next year, I'm celebrating Old Dirty Bastard's death day. Baby, come on. Baby, come on. Baby, come on. This ticket is brought to you by Classic BMW. Celebrate the BMW year-round event and receive a BMW holiday credit of up to $2,500 at Classic BMW, Sprink Creek. What is Sprink Creek? That's what it says right here. Spring Creek and the Tollway in Plano. I'm Donovan Lewis. The next Ticket Ticker is at 3:50, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. That's what I got.
This hour of the Hardline brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle.
The world's shortest interview with the shortest Dallas Maverick. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
The Mavericks are off to a blazing 17-4 start, a half game behind the San Antonio Spurs for the best record in the NBA. And a key contributor off the bench is with us right now in a segment we call the world's shortest interview with the shortest Dallas Maverick, J.J. Barea. J.J., what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Feeling great, feeling great.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. Just resting over here at home.
Hey, good game last night. Golden State kind of tough.
Oh, yeah, they always tough, but it was a great one for us. We kept it going.
You guys have the Nets tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, with Nets, we got Avery back in town, so we got to take care of business.
Good. Well, see you later. That's the world's shortest interview with the shortest Dallas Maverick. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 4:10 with Bob Sturm. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.